sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Just wait for Hank Williams Jr. here to settle down.
Tomatoes and homemade wine and country boys.
And welcome, folks. The date again, it's February 19th, 2018. I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota. The Republic Broadcasting Network bringing you all of this great information. You, the most educated and wise, I like Mike Rivero's description of you, the wisest audience out there, because you're listening to the best information and you're the smartest. That's why you listen to the best information. Thank you for tuning us in here on February 19th, 2018. This is the Trump phenomenon, and we're going to give you a really big shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say when I was a boy. Probably that name probably doesn't even mean anything to most of you, but he used to say his pronunciation was pretty bad, and he, instead of saying a really big show, it was a really big shoe. I don't know how he got that. Anyway, we all grew up with that. That's back when television was pretty wholesome. It didn't do too much damage to us rugrats sitting in front of our black and white TVs with, I don't know how big were the screens, about, I don't know what, you know, less than 20 inches across. Small screens, black and white, glowing tubes in the back. My dad used to be the vice president of design of Packard Bell Electronics, which made those televisions. So we always got the latest TV at our house, including the very first color televisions. And let's see, tonight we welcome you. So far I'm solo, so I have only you with me at 800-313-9443. That's your pipeline to get into the show, 800-313-9443. What's the big story since we last met up yesterday? Well, here's one. I am trying to decide who is the— let me know who you think out there when you call in, some of you, if you have an opinion on this. Who do you think is the most on-fire patriot pursuing the biggest story, the most blazing story of our time, which is the corruption on the inside of our government, especially in the Justice Department, especially in the FBI? Now, I've talked up Sean Hannity very much and so on, but I'll tell you two people I think are the most passionate and doing the best job and the most courageous. It's not a contest, really. There's Hannity scores a 100. These other two score a 100, and I think they particularly stand out for their passion. And they are Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro. She has a Fox show. And the other is former federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, Joe DiGenova. Those two, Joe DiGenova and Jeanine Pirro, really make my day every time I hear them. And I look for them every day. I did that for you tonight. And let me play for you. I'm going to pick Jeanine Pirro. We can't cover both of them. What she did in her show on Saturday was amazing. Let me see if I can condense it into a few minutes so we can get the really great, great stuff into today's show. Here we go. We'll just start right in.
The FBI needs a complete overhaul, a complete cleansing. In any company or organization that runs afoul of its mission or is tainted by corruption and politics, the CEO and the board of directors would go. Likewise, the utter failure of the FBI in September and January regarding shooter Nicholas Cruz is so monumental that the same rule must apply.
Now, she's not just going to stay here with the Parkland, embarrassment, shame on the FBI. She expands, of course, to the much bigger story that the whole thing at the top is rotten.
The killing of young innocents, their teachers and coaches, gunned down in a school, a place that should be a haven in a heartless world, lays at the hands of the FBI. And although shooter Cruz pulled the trigger, the potential slaughter twice reported to the FBI could have been prevented had they bothered to lift a finger.
I'm going to admit she has some great information. Remember, Jeanine Pirro is a former judge and a prosecutor, and this is her bailiwick. She knows what she's talking about. So I'm going to skip ahead here. I hate to skip any of what she says, but just to pack it in a little bit here, let's go ahead. Here we go.
FBI special agent, and by the way, they're all special agents. Isn't their job to investigate? You really want to talk about guidelines as we bury our children? A primer. Google, which owns YouTube, removed Cruz's message. The FBI could have issued a preservation order.
I'm going to skip ahead. As a judge and a prosecutor, she notices key facts and their key lies, but I have to skip through that. What I really am interested in is the amazing statements she makes in general as to what needs to happen.
Support them and give them every resource they need. How about you assist them before the tragedy? And even more alarming, on January 5th, a call comes in to the FBI's tip line from a person close to Cruz, providing information about gun ownership, his desire to kill people, erratic behavior, the cutting of his own wrist, his dysfunction.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead some more here. Jeanine Pirro, this is the kind of person we need as Attorney General.
You regret that you didn't stop the massacre, that you did nothing to prevent bloodshed in a school, that you didn't lift a finger to investigate. Regret? How about you regret the fact that even though you race to the cameras and you think you're the big dogs in law enforcement, you can't even do what any cop from any town in this country would be smart enough to do. And your chutzpah knows no bounds. My sources tell me the FBI had a call with the victims' families to say, we want you to know we're putting protocols in place to make sure this doesn't happen again. You're going to make sure it doesn't happen again? Tell me how that helps me.
Let me skip ahead here. She really lays it in here, folks. It's the next one. Here she comes.
If we know anything about you, you're going to lie, deny, delete emails, do anything you need to protect yourselves. I would add one thing to Governor Rick Scott's demand that Director Ray go, and that is that the entire upper echelon, the whole top layer of the FBI, go. For more than three decades as an elected DA with my own investigators, I worked with the FBI and watched as they fought real cops to take away our cases.
Now, folks, do you realize what you just heard? A district attorney. And remember, she mentions she's elected. These poobahs at the FBI are not elected. They're appointed by their buddies. Do you realize the gravity of what you just heard? Jeanine Pirro, with her altitude, her record, her reputation, what she just said about the FBI. I hope you heard every word of that. We're not going to have time to play it back. I played it over and over again. So I pinch myself when I hear it.
The FBI runs roughshod over local law enforcement in this country. And don't you buy for one minute that they are one happy family working with local police. Local police are the real cops, the ones with their ears to the ground and their gumshoe to the pavement. They're the ones who solve crime. And so as hundreds of FBI agents chase Russians to create a non-existent Trump-Russia collusion and work the fake Hillary email investigation, or should I say matter, they ignore credible tips loaded with probable cause. As people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page carry on their affair thinking they're going to change the course of history, as Andrew McCabe, handling both the Clinton case and the Trump matter, collect hundreds of thousands of dollars for his wife's campaign, real justice is thwarted. And don't give me this, we don't have enough resources, or anyone can make a mistake. You wouldn't know a crime if it's staring you in the face.
Again, I've got to pause. Just let that sink in. She's talking to the top of the FBI, all of them. And, of course, to the FBI's presiding agency, the Justice Department. All of them. This is amazing. Unforgettable.
Admit it. You've screwed up on so many cases, it's hard to find out when you didn't. The Boston bombers, four people dead with countless having lost limbs or eyesight because of your BS line that the threat wasn't specific enough. The Fort Hood massacre, the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, the San Bernardino massacre, the attacks of 9/11.
Ah, yes, Janine. Yes, Judge, Your Honor, the attacks of 9/11. And right here on this show, we're saying this is going to unravel. FBI Gate is going to unravel all the way back. And listen to her last words in this segment to Robert Mueller, who was the FBI director when whatever actually happened on 9/11 happened, what he's been covering up all these years. Here she goes.
You were involved in every one of them. But you're so territorial, so selfish, so politicized, so focused on headlines, so full of yourselves that you refuse to even share information with other agencies.
Okay, I'm going to skip just a little bit here because we don't have enough time to do it all. We should actually listen to all of this over and over again. This should be graven in stone, cast in bronze. Here she goes. Here's her finish.
FBI thinks they're protecting children. And of course, there are good men and women in the FBI, but they're marginalized. They're not advanced. The power is in the clique at the top. This FBI was stained and politicized by Mr. Holier-than-thou Jim Comey, but the seeds were sowed by former FBI Director Bob Mueller, the one now investigating President Trump. It's time to stop this charade. Time to return the FBI to its original mission.
Oh, folks. The prosecution rests. We have no more witnesses to call. Judge Jeanine Pirro just nailed it. And let me take a look at the call board here. I hope that lit some of you on fire. I know it did. Don't be shy about calling in with your thoughts at 800-313-9443. I'll tell you, that's the best radio piece I've heard. I don't know what's up there. Joe DiGenova gets up into her realm of passion and also position. Joe DiGenova, you know, Sean Hannity, I mean, what a genius, what a great guy, what a brave guy. But he's never been a U.S. attorney or a district attorney or a prosecutor or a judge. No, you know. So when Jeanine Pirro says the things you just heard her say, which is, were about two notches more vehement than just about anybody else, including Sean Hannity. I just used Hannity as a comparison because we all know him and we all love him and admire him so much. I want to give the credit that Jeanine Pirro is due. She has the authority of having, she's worked with the FBI, which none of the rest of us have done. And Joe DiGenova, the exact same, what you call professional altitude. He's been there in those upper circles in positions of power, dealing with prosecution, with crooks, with racketeering, with corruption, and putting people in jail. Slamming the gavel down or facing the judge as the gavel goes down and people go to jail. And both Pirro and DeGeneva have made it emphatically clear that the entire top of this RICO, racketeering influence corrupt organization, the top of the FBI needs to go to jail, and the top of the Justice Department. And Jeanine just made a, pardon me, use the first name, Judge Pirro made the incredible point that I have heard no one make. You know, everybody, there's always the caveat, well, we're not talking about the rank and file. We're not talking about the rank and file. There are great people, real patriots in the FBI and so on. But Pirro just made a really important point. They have no power in the FBI. She used the right verb. They're marginalized, and they are not advanced. Let that sink in. The good guys they're having to do the grunt work of, you know, tracking down some murderer and, you know, spending their entire life's energy on that, while at the top, the stuff that actually determines the fate of our nation is taken away from them. They are not advanced into that echelon. They are marginalized to the grunt work. But the future of our nation, captured by these Zelenskyite, communist, Obamaite, abomination people who are traitors to our people, to our country. And Pirro and DeGeneva have got it. I don't know. After hearing, let me just, I don't have the exact spots marked where she says the most amazing things, or I would replay those little seconds for you, but I hope you heard all of it. The things that she said about these people, let me see if I see in my markings here where she says these things. Let me just try. I'm going to put it in here and just see if I can catch one of those. I just want to hear it again myself. This is so amazing. This is her Saturday show, which, by the way, folks, is the most popular, highly rated weekend show, cable show. Let's listen here for just a second.
How about you regret that you didn't stop the massacre, that you did nothing to prevent bloodshed in a school, that you didn't lift a finger to investigate? Regret? How about you regret the fact that even though you race to the cameras and you think you're the big dogs in law enforcement, you can't even do what any cop from any town in this country would be smart enough to do? And your chutzpah knows no bounds.
Your chutzpah knows no pounds.
My sources tell me the FBI had a call with the victims' families to say...
Okay, we'll skip forward from there. Here she goes again. I just want to hear these magical things that she says.
And now you're going to investigate? If we know anything about you, you're going to lie, deny, delete emails, do anything you need to protect yourselves.
Lie, deny, delete emails, do anything to protect yourselves. Folks, this is a judge, a district attorney, the top-rated talk show television person on the weekend. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's reaching many millions of your kinsmen. God bless Jeanine Pirro.
I would add one thing to Governor Rick Scott's demand that Director Ray go, and that is that the entire upper echelon, the whole top layer of the FBI, go.
And she's not mincing words. You notice she called the blatherings of people like Christopher Wray, this mealy-mouthed current director, she called it what? BS. That's good. Use the English word for it. Ha ha. We'll be back right after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
Let me just give you a few more seconds here of Jeanine Pirro, just so that we can relish what we just heard. Let me find it again. Here she is. All of this takes place in just a few minutes.
For more than three decades as an elected DA with my own investigators, I worked with the FBI and watched as they fought real cops to take away our cases.
Did you hear that? For more than three decades as an elected DA, I worked with real cops, local cops, as the FBI fought to take away our cases. I've never heard anybody say that. That, folks, takes guts to say that against the people that she says, you call yourselves the big dogs of law enforcement. Well, in terms of what they can do to you, a lot of people have found out they are. So it takes guts to be a Jeanine Pirro. And, if you or I say that, they don't care. We're not important enough, and we really aren't. Well, I don't know about you out there in the audience. Some of you might be quite prominent and effective in reaching many more people than we're able to reach. But Jeanine Pirro is reaching millions. It really does matter to them when she speaks her truth to their power.
The FBI runs roughshod over local law enforcement in this country, and don't you buy for 1 minute that they are one happy family working with local police. Local police are the real cops, the ones with their ears to the ground and their gumshoe to the pavement. They're the ones who solve crime. And so as hundreds of FBI agents chase Russians to create a non-existent Trump-Russia collusion.
And notice she's tying everything together here. She's tying together the non-existent Russian collusion case, Robert Mueller. She's putting it all together here, folks. And this is so valuable because it's possible for us in the public to get lost in the detail, to have lots of information but have no wisdom or no understanding. She's taken all the, in her encyclopedic genius mind and her judge's expertise and her DA's expertise, she's integrated it all, put it together, and come to a fiery, smashing conclusion that's courageous.
And work the fake Hillary email investigation, or should I say matter. They ignore credible tips loaded with probable cause. As people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page carry on their affair thinking they're going to change the course of history, as Andrew McCabe, handling both the Clinton case and the Trump matter, collect hundreds of thousands of dollars for his wife's campaign, real justice is thwarted.
And notice that she goes to the salient facts. This clown, McCabe. I mean, get this, folks. This is the guy in charge of the investigating Hillary Clinton, supposedly. But he is in charge. So in other words, because he's in charge, he can fix it. And his wife, talk about chutzpah. His wife, what's her name, Jill? His wife running for state office in Virginia receives something like $675,000, essentially, directly, from Hillary Clinton through the cutout of Governor Terry McAuliffe, who is a Clinton water boy. I mean, you can't make up corruption like that. It's so bad. And she goes to those salient facts. She goes right to the lovebirds, Strzok and Page.
And don't give me this. We don't have enough resources, or anyone can make a mistake. You wouldn't know a crime if it's staring you in the face.
Come on, folks. She's talking to the head of the FBI. She's talking to all of these, you know, fill in your word for them. Traitors. I'll use a nice word.
Admit it. You've screwed up on so many cases, it's hard to find out when you didn't. The Boston bombers, 4 people dead with...
I'll go through that. I'll skip that just to save a few seconds here. It's all incredible. Let me just skip ahead. She does a recitation of their screw-ups, some of them, with which we're all familiar. And then she resumes her overall narrative here.
With other agencies. Even the New York Times says pervert Dr. Larry Nassar was on.
Okay, we'll skip through that. That's detail. Let's go a little bit ahead here, and then we'll be able to hear from Judge Jeanine.
There are good men and women in the FBI, but they're marginalized. Right. They're not advanced. The power is in the clique at the top. This FBI was stained and politicized by Mr. Holier-than-thou Jim Comey. But the seeds were sowed by former FBI Director Bob Mueller, the one now investigating President Trump. It's time to stop this charade. Time to return the FBI to its original mission.
Bingo. Ha ha! We got a little break. We'll go to John in Missouri right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Welcome back, folks. We've still got half of our show to go. Here on this President's Day, John in Missouri calling. John, what's on your mind?
Well, James, I liked what that lady said, but I have a sneaking feeling nothing will happen to any of those high echelon people. I think they'll throw a few of them to the dogs, lock up a few low levels, but I can't see the high people ever going away.
Well, you know, from you know the crime boss families, I like what you say, John. I share your fear. I think the big heads are going to roll. I really do. And the reason I think that is that this is what's different now is that the top. Weekend TV show host Judge Jeanine is demanding justice. The top weekday host Hannity demanding justice. Top people with big audiences. So that means there will be huge outrage if this happens the way crime boss families work, where the, how do you pronounce it, capo or capo, takes the fall for the consigliere, and if it goes up any higher, the consigliere takes the fall for the Don, and everything to protect the Don, who doesn't go to jail, and of course is the real most guilty party. I don't think the capos or the consiglieres are going to work in this case. I don't think throwing Peter Strzok and Lisa Page into prison, I don't know if you call those capos or consiglieres, capos, I guess, or throwing Andrew McCabe, who's a consigliere, clearly, or James Comey, who's a consigliere, a top consigliere. I think it's going to go up. And by the way, I think it's going to go up to Obama. And I think there's a real chance that Obama will be indicted. If indicted, well, a real chance he'll be convicted. And if convicted, a real chance for the first time that a president of the United States, here on President's Day, George Washington's birthday, or the day on which we celebrate his birthday. And by the way, George Washington actually is my second cousin. We honor George Washington today also as, think of it, folks, what is on the Purple Heart medal? It's the profile of George Washington, who created that badge created by President Washington. But go ahead, John, you were about to voice your reservation.
I hope you're right, James. I just have a feeling that these Clintons and these top echelon people have enough goods on the powerful people to get themselves out, and if they don't, I think they have their getaway money and they're ready to go somewhere if it comes down to that.
I think they'll find
themselves another place to live and just forget the country. They did their best to ruin it, and maybe they failed. I hope I'm wrong. James, I hope I'm wrong. I've never hoped I was wrong so much in my life. But
Here's what's different, John. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I share your fear very much. But here's what's changed, which is hard for us patriots to get used to. Always in the past, we had a rat as a president. We had a rat as the attorney general. We had a rat running the FBI. We had, rats running the media. So what was the hope? The fact that you and I and all patriots had the truth on our side and it was a slam dunk case against our enemies, we knew that wasn't enough. The truth was not enough. But what's changed? The president is a patriot. And let me go to his tweets in a moment. He had a tweet 9 seconds ago. I want to read that tweet to you. But we have a patriot president who's appointing a patriot attorney general. Now, Jeff Sessions has not measured up to the job. Should have been somebody like DeGeneva or Jeanine Pirro. And I don't know what the deal is with Jeff Sessions. I don't know if this is like more than his brain can handle, or if he's losing it a little bit, or, I hope I'm wrong on this one. Like you, John, is it you always have to consider this possibility. Do they have something on Jeff Sessions? Do they have some kind of a videotape? Is he compromised? I hate to say that, but when somebody's not performing, you have to consider all the possibilities. But most importantly, get them put out to some other job they're competent to do. Get a Pirro, get a DeGeneva in that attorney general position. But the point is, John, and we now have not rats in the media. We have some heroes. We have Hannity. We have a Pirro. We have Fox is just loaded with heroes. And so it's enough. We have enough horsepower here, John, that I think we can take this all the way and for the first time in our lives see justice performed at the highest level. Go ahead, John.
Well, I guess it's easier to think that what has never happened before will start to happen as opposed to what's happened before will happen again. That's all I'm saying. We're about the same age, and we've watched these people run roughshod over our country most of our lives.
Yeah, and here's the extra excitement. Here's the excitement, John, for everybody in this audience. Do we, for the first time in our lives, do we fit into the picture? Do we become crucial to what's happening? Yes! You folks tonight. Tonight, you can help change things. Tomorrow, you can help change things. You can hammer your congressman with your demand for justice. Hammer your senators. You can let the White House know you support them. You can fill the internet with your posts. And I'll give you a couple here. Here's the president. But, John, we can make a difference for the first time in our lives.
James.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. You know how I feel about the president.
Well,
I hope you can do it.
Let's speak about the present moment. You know, I've been in this battle for decades, since I was a teenager. And let's see. Is this a better opportunity for me to actually make a difference than I've ever had? Yeah. I'm on a great radio network. I'm reaching tens of thousands of people. Not me specifically. And by the way, Paul's joining us right now. Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi. I got unavoidably held up. I'm sorry.
Boy, did you miss a treat, Paul? We'll play pieces of it maybe in the future. But Jeanine Pirro, on her Saturday top-rated cable show, she gave the most fiery oration against the corruption and the treason at the top of the U.S. government that I've ever heard. It was unbelievable. Can't be topped. So that was the feature of the show.
It was absolute treason what those people have done to us, James.
Yes.
Absolute treason. And I'm going to get off the phone and listen. And thank you for your time. And I'll talk to you later.
Oh, John, thank you, my friend. And oh, boy, thank you. Now, folks, here, let's go to this. Donald Trump tweeted here on President's Day. Here's an interesting tweet. This is 60 seconds ago. He tweeted, Mitt Romney has announced he is running for the Senate from the wonderful state of Utah. He will make a great senator and worthy successor to Orrin Hatch and has my full support and endorsement! Now, let me make a comment before you fly off the handle, anybody out there, or hurt yourself. Yes, Mitt Romney, pretty big disappointment. And there's a lot of things wrong with Mitt Romney. But Donald Trump is not you and not me. He's the president of the United States. And so he just did a very smart thing. He sent out a warm greeting to Mitt Romney. He knows that Mitt Romney's probably got about a 90% chance of winning that election in Utah. So he is going to be the senator. And Donald Trump wants to make the best of it. That's the art of the deal. No need to alienate. And Mitt Romney has shown he's very thin-skinned, very thin-skinned. And he's very, what's the word for this? He's vengeful. So the last thing Donald Trump needs is Mitt Romney feeling insulted and then vowing for vengeance. He does not need that. He needs to keep Mitt Romney happy. He's going to be opposing Mitt Romney in instance after instance in the Senate. You know, you can count on it, folks. In the years upcoming here, we'll be talking about the latest idiotic idea from Senator Romney or the latest self-destructive neocon Republican doofus idea from Mitt Romney. But Donald Trump is handling it the right way. He needs Mitt Romney to win, of course, to keep that Republican majority. He doesn't need another Jeff Flake, another John McCain, but he may be getting that in Mitt Romney. And I can sling these insults, and it's not going to, you know, send Romney into a fit of vengeance. If Donald Trump said these same things, it would. So I think it's a very smart play. Here's his tweet. Of course, he's wide-ranging as always. 6 hours ago, our president tweeted, Obama, changing subjects, Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election. So why didn't he do something about Russian meddling? Now, that's an important point, folks. In these latest bogus indictments, this nothing burger from Robert Mueller, confessing by his deeds that he has nothing, these 13 nincompoop nobody Russians who were assigned to this idiotic program of posting and tweeting, which had no effect on anybody. This started in 2014. Donald Trump was busy building buildings and raising his kids. He wasn't involved with presidential politics. And Obama was doing nothing about it. And then here's his previous tweet, 12 hours ago. He says, have a great but very reflective President's Day. I like that. So, Paul, I'll tell you everything. I think everything is breaking wonderfully. The left is imploding, as you and I and John in Missouri in our now actually becoming long lifetimes, we've never seen. And it's something to behold. I think a key thing, Paul, is that if we can somehow keep everything on track, don't let our enemies, like the people in the possibly the CIA or the FBI, launch a false flag, a diversion. We don't let them launch a war or some massive. Janine Pirro mentions 9/11. What was 9/11? America was sent completely off the rails by 9/11 back on September 11th, 2001. And somebody did that. Somebody executed that plan for a purpose. We'll talk about it in other shows we have in the past. But and Janine Pirro, boy, she really touched a highly charged area here, Paul. Maybe the most highly charged of all. In her, oh, you didn't hear it. But she said, Robert Mueller, here, I'll play it for you, Paul. This is an amazing thing. It's just a matter of seconds. She packs so much into such a short span. Here she is. This is the end. Here she is. This is the end of what she had to say. Yes, Saturday.
Good men and women in the FBI, but they're marginalized. They're not advanced. The power is in the clique at the top. This FBI was stained and politicized by Mr. Holier-than-thou Jim Comey, but the seeds were sowed by former FBI Director Bob Mueller, the one now investigating President Trump. It's time to stop this charade, time to return the FBI to its original mission.
Now, boy, I wish I had him marked for you, Paul, but she says things. The audience has heard it, so, but I wish I could play them all, but we're going to run out of time. I'll take a stab at finding one for you. I've listened to it over and over again. I can't get enough of it. Here's something. Here she is at, right in the middle of this. All right, let's do this right in the middle. Here she is. Paul, she says things that no one has heard these things ever in our lives.
Anything about you, you're going to lie, deny, delete emails, do anything you need to protect yourselves. I would add one thing to Governor Rick Scott's demand that Director Ray go, and that is that the entire upper echelon, the whole top layer of the FBI go. For more than three decades as an elected DA with my own investigators, I worked with the FBI and watched as they fought real cops to take away our cases. The FBI runs roughshod over local law enforcement in this country, and don't you buy for one minute that they are one happy family working with local police. Local police are the real cops, the ones with their ears to the ground and their gumshoe to the pavement. They're the ones who solve crime. And so as hundreds of FBI agents chase Russians to create a non-existent Trump-Russia collusion and work the fake Hillary email investigation, or should I say matter, they ignore credible tips loaded with probable cause.
Paul, it's just...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean...
She's not exactly mincing words, is she?
Not mincing words. You know, Judge Jeanine, tell me how you really feel about these people. let me see if I can find one more gem for you. Oh my gosh, let's just try it here. I'll just drop it in. We may get a good one, folks. Here we go. This is for Paul.
Even if Google deleted Cruz's threat?
Nope, that's not it. Nope, let's go to right here. Here. This is a gem here. She does all of this in the span of 8 minutes in her show on Saturday.
that you didn't stop the massacre, that you did nothing to prevent bloodshed in a school, that you didn't lift a finger to investigate. Regret? How about you regret the fact that even though you race to the cameras and you think you're the big dogs in law enforcement, you can't even do what any cop from any town in this country would be smart enough to do. And your chutzpah knows no bounds. My sources tell me the FBI had a call with the victims' families to say...
How about that, Paul? Your chutzpah knows no bounds. You're utterly... I mean, she's calling them criminals, Paul.
Yeah.
And the entire top of the FBI. I assure you, folks, Paul and I have never in our lives, nor have you, heard any major national figure talk like that.
No, absolutely not.
We'll take a little break and be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Hey, folks, why don't we liberate these United States? They're the ones who need it the worst. I love the country way he says that. We've got a little bit of show left here, actually very little bit. We're in our last segment. Boy, that's not very much. And Paul, just as a send-off here on President's Day, I want to send off a little salute to I know this is not related directly to anything we've been reporting so far, but I want to send off a salute to Melania Trump. What a first lady. What a woman. What a mother. What a wife. And her strength, not only is Donald Trump taking a hurricane of abuse from these nasty animals in the media, but as mother, wife, and first lady, and as a woman, Melania is taking, you know, her own dose of nastiness. And she is, Paul, she is, I forget who it was, but one of, someone you and I both admire, I forget who it was, some hero on our horizon, who said Melania is probably the greatest first lady in American history. And I love it. This commentator, I think it was Michael Savage, who said, you know, you have these talking heads on TV who treat her as if she's stupid, and they act as if they have contempt for her. He said, these airheads say that to a woman who fluently speaks four languages.
And most of them have trouble confidently negotiating English.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, what a, you know, the heroes in this, and folks, she's a hero in all of this, because imagine if she didn't have the strength to bear up under this assault that she's taking. You know, Donald Trump, she really is, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, essential partner in all of this. And she has given introductions to President Trump. In his last big rally speech, proud Donald Trump brought her up to the stage, walked her out to the microphone, and she gave a wonderful introduction with obvious emotion in it to the man she loves and the father of her son, Barron. I just want to leave you here on President's Day with that great thought as we think about President Washington, who had no children. I can be his second cousin, but I can't be nobody can be a grandson of George Washington. But I think Martha Custis had children by a prior marriage. So I think it's possible to be a descendant of Martha Custis, but Washington had no children, and he left Mount Vernon to his nephew, who is also a cousin of mine. He's actually an uncle, I think, to his nephew. And the name will come to me in just a moment. Who was the heir to Mount Vernon? Well, folks, we will see you all in our show tomorrow night. Paul, thank you for being here tonight.
Yeah, and I'll be here all for the whole show tomorrow.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, folks. There's a lot coming up tomorrow and the next day. You want to stay tuned for that. So long.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.